A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since through the blood of Jesus we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living way he opened for us, through the veil that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a sincere heart and an absolute trust, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, for the one who made the promise is trustworthy. We must consider how to rouse one another to love and good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more, as you see the day drawing near. The Word of the Lord. Two friends of mine, Dominican sisters from different congregations, occasionally email each other with the subject line simply being, "How is your hope?" It's their way of checking in and reminding themselves and each other that it's far too easy to be bogged down by the responsibility of ministry, pressure, demands, negativity, cynicism, when what we're called to as Christians is to cling to our hope. I have to admit that as I sat down to reflect on this reading from the letter to the Hebrews, I found myself feeling under the deluge of the former more than the latter. I mean, coming off a couple of weeks of what looks like enormous pressure with upcoming events, the responsibilities of my ministries, the requirements of my studies, and the expected daily interruptions. Add to that the state of the church at times, the future of religious life, the state of the world often, much of which is shared with us on the nightly news, little of which is good. It's no wonder it's easier to slip into discouragement rather than into hope. I thank God for readings like this, though. It seemed to come at just the right moment. When discouragement and despair appear to be winning the day, the Scriptures provide a wake-up call, as they do today. Approach the Lord with a sincere heart. Hold unwaveringly to the confession that gives you hope. The one who made the promise is trustworthy. Rouse one another with encouragement. Do not stay away from the community. These words are like a cup of hot chocolate and a warm blanket on a frigid winter's night for me. They thaw the icicles of my skeptic's heart. The other day, I was at an intercommunity novitiate presentation with our novices here in St. Louis. The topic was preaching from the pulpit of our lives. The presenter invited the novices and directors to reflect on share on two scripture passages. The first, a passage that gives each of us hope in our personal lives. The second, a passage that gives us hope for the world. The first was quick and easy for me. The second took a little more time. But then I found it was hard to limit the passages. I was heartened at the number of passages proclaimed by the participants, few of which were duplicated. How good of our God to give us such reminders that there is reason to hope. Yet the reminders of hope come not just in the passages of Scripture, but in the unwritten words of people's lives. It might be a word of praise, support, or encouragement. It might be a random act of kindness, such as shoveling someone's walk while they're away at work, paying for another's meal, sending a note in the mail that simply says, "I'm thinking of you." It might be telling someone we love them and appreciate them. It might be letting a student with special needs know the honor of being elected homecoming king or queen, or standing up for those who are bullied. Or it might be reaching out across the aisle, so to speak, to come to know and understand a person from a different faith tradition or political perspective. There are countless ways we can rouse one another to hope if we but use our imagination. They are the ways of letting our light shine rather than hiding it under a bushel basket. Our example of living faithfully, clinging to our hope, could be the encouragement another may need to find hope and to grab onto it. I found that when I look for the scripture and life passages that give me hope, I am reminded of the hope to which I unwaveringly cling. It lies in the promise of Christ, I am with you always. I've come to realize that when I begin to feel bogged down by cynicism, sarcasm, anger, and negativity, it is then that I'm grasping far more tightly to my own power and control. But when I remember to set my course to the guiding light of my hope, of Christ's presence in me and around me, then the burden of trying to make sure all is right with the world is no longer mine. How freeing the reminder. So how is your hope today?